This week, I'm on the road speaking at a conference for a dental association, teaching leadership to an audience that's very different from my normal world of working with the Army or coaching athletes. And honestly, anytime you step into a new environment where you don't have a lot of direct experience, there's uncertainty. Your brain starts to ask questions like, what if I'm not good enough? What if I don't belong here? And it made me think about our athletes. Because sports constantly put kids in new situations. New teams, tougher competition, bigger stages, leadership roles that they've never been in before. So today, we're talking about how to build confidence when you don't have the experience yet, and how to trust yourself in uncertain situations. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to a practice, a game, or running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, as y'all can see, I am not in my typical environment. I'm actually in a casino that is attached to the convention center at which I was speaking this week, or just yesterday. And I just film while I'm here because why not? Okay, the context is I was doing something new this weekend. And while my day job is to teach, I know how to do that. I was with a much different audience than I've been in before. And what we know, when it comes to being confident in a situation, one of your biggest sources of confidence is your personal experience and having done that thing before. Unfortunately, oftentimes in your life, you'll be thrown into new situations or novel situations. Maybe it's a new tweak on something you've done before, much like it was for me this weekend. And you no longer have that quote unquote personal experience to pull from. Those repetitions and that familiarity and the prior successes and or mistakes that you've made in the past. Okay. So what do you do? Because as an athlete, you're constantly going to face, as you grow and develop, new teams, maybe tryouts in a new context, pressure moments that you've maybe never been in before, new positions that you have to play, leadership opportunities. And so the key message here is that you need to find a way to build from experiences that you do have that might not be exactly like the one you're in, but enable you to still carry some confidence into this moment that is uncertain for you. Okay? So confidence isn't only built from experience. Sometimes it's just built from how you approach uncertainty and choosing to approach it in a way that's productive for you. So what does that look like? One of the ways that you can do that is by pulling from life experience. So if you're in a new situation, again, it's maybe something you've never been able to practice before. You're in a game context that you've never seen or experienced before, maybe in a new environment, whatever it is. You're not a blank slate, or you still have experiences to pull from. It might not be exactly like the one you're in, but there's something similar, okay? And so what we want to pull from is this idea that every situation you're in, even if it's new, it's probably not completely new. There's something there that you can pull from. And so in those cases, you want to ask yourself a simple question. Well, two questions, really. What is this similar to? What is something I've done that I can pull from in this experience? Sometimes it's not always one-to-one in the sense of, for me, this weekend, again, I was speaking at a conference. My day job is speaking in front of people. And so while this was a new group in a new arena, a new environment, I've still spent time speaking to people before. And so I could pull from that experience. Okay. The second question you can ask yourself is, when have I handled something uncomfortable before? And again, what this pulls on is maybe you don't have specific skill sets. For example, for me, speaking in front of public audiences, to pull from, but maybe it's just a characteristic that you can pull from. When have I handled something uncomfortable before? So for example, that might look like, hey, I haven't been in this situation before, but I've been in new situations prior to this one, and I handled those okay. I handled those well. And so you're just pulling from, I've done hard things before, and that can help me in this moment too. Okay. So for me, my conference, right? Again, I've spoken before to different audiences and I understand leadership. I've taught leadership courses. So teaching leadership to a new audience wasn't completely foreign. Okay. I'm still teaching, I'm still communicating, I'm still helping people grow, which is all the tools that I have in my toolkit. It's just new people. So maybe for sports examples that this might look like, maybe you're a new coach. You could pull from, hey, I've adapted to new roles before in my life. Okay. I've taken new jobs or tried new roles, that kind of thing. Maybe you're in a tough tournament and there's a new context that you're dealing with in this tournament. I've dealt with nerves before in my life. I've been in big games before in my life. Maybe not this specific context. Okay. Maybe you're playing up in an age group and this might be a similar feeling to the first time you joined a travel ball team. Okay. So your brain wants to say, I've never done this, but usually you've done something like this before. It might not be exact, but there's something you've done that you can pull from. Okay. Another thing that you can do is really take a strengths-based approach. No matter what, again, as I said, you are not a blank slate. You have the opportunity to dive into what are your strengths? What are your characteristics? What skills in general do you bring to this new environment? This could be things like, again, in my case, the ability to speak in front of an audience, general skills that you have, maybe as an athlete. Hey, I generally know how to do these things. It could be character traits. I'm determined. I've got a strong work ethic. I'm good at overcoming adversity. It could be coping tools. I'm really good at slowing down when situations get chaotic. It could be work ethic. Right? I'm going to put my nose down and figure it out. Something along those lines. Whatever it is, instead of focusing on, oh my gosh, this situation is new, I've never done this before, is move it more towards, okay, what strengths can I bring into this situation, even though it's new or novel? Again, additional things might sound like you're a good communicator, you're a hard worker, you're calm under pressure, I'm a quick learner, something along those lines. Okay? So confidence grows when you focus on what you already carry with you that you can take into any situation. Another opportunity when you're in uncertain situations is to really dive into that growth mindset. And that's that belief that you can get better and grow and develop. Confidence in this situation is not like, I know exactly what I need to be successful. It's more about, I trust myself to learn and adjust as the situation unfolds. Right, you're taking in this idea that you might not be fully prepared because it's a new situation, it's a new contest, but you can trust in your skill set or your abilities or your strengths to allow you to adapt and grow and to take that situation on as best you can in that moment. Okay. Again, this might be maybe it's your first start for your varsity team or your first big speech or the first tournament away from home. Whatever the context is, not being good at something immediately doesn't mean that you won't be good at it as you get going and that you can build the tools as you go and as you adapt to that situation. Okay. A final tidbit I would recommend for you, first and foremost, just stay curious. And what I mean by that is when you're curious about your capabilities, when you're curious about the situation from the perspective of, I wonder what I can learn today instead of, what if I fail? It enables you to lower the pressure and help you stay open and engaged to the situation, recognizing like, oh yeah, I maybe not be have 100% of the confidence that I want for this situation because I don't have prior experience. It's new or novel. I still can be productive. Okay. So instead of fearing a stronger opponent, for example, you can lean in and be like, I wonder what I'll learn about myself today as I play this tough opponent. Instead of fearing a new team, again, being a part of a new team, you could ask yourself, okay, what can I learn about myself as I join with a new group of people and try to be a good teammate in this environment? So curiosity keeps uncertain from turning into panic. It turns it into a exploration or an adventure instead of a threat. All right, y'all. I just want to throw this out there. We're going to dive into our conversation here in a second. But again, if you are enjoying these episodes, please, please, please leave a review, subscribe, because again, it just helps the more you interact with the episodes. The engagement shows that, hey, people are listening, and it makes the algorithms do great things and share it with more people.
Sure.
Subscribe. Leave a review. Help a girl out. All right, y'all, let's dive into our conversation. So again, a couple quick reminders. There are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Minimize your distractions as best you can, which I am not facilitating for you today. As you can see, I am surrounded by noise and there's a waterfall to my left. I know you probably off screen, you can't hear it. So don't do what I'm doing and be in a busy place while you're in the car, hopefully, but you get the idea. Minimize your distractions. And remember, last but not least, you can pause after each individual question and talk about it, or you can listen to all of the questions and just talk about whatever's relevant for you. All right, y'all, let's dive into our first question. What is a situation in sports or school that felt scary at first, but you eventually figured it out? So I want you to think through, you've done new things before. You've been in new situations before. What was that like? What can you learn from those prior experiences to pull into a future uncertain or novel situation? All right, question two. When you face something new, what strengths do you already have that could help you? Think about that. Parents, what do you see in your child? What do they have they can bring into any situation, regardless of the context of what's going on? Third question, what's something in your life right now that feels uncertain? And what's one way that you could approach this with curiosity instead of fear? Again, parents, weigh in on this. You're probably in situations too that are new or novel. Share that context with your kiddos and help them figure out new ways to approach it. And our final question, how can we remind ourselves that confidence doesn't always come before the experience? Sometimes it grows in the middle of it. What do you think would help you stay on track with that? The goal isn't to avoid uncertainty. It's to learn how to walk into trusting that you can adapt, learn, and grow in the middle of the situation. And that's where confidence comes from. All right, y'all. Let's keep those conversations rolling and make those car rides count. As always, thank you again so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, give it a share, send it to somebody, let them listen, okay? If you are looking for more weekly tips and mindset shifts and conversations to help you or your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have any suggestions for future topics, something that you'd like to hear me talk about, please consider in the show notes, there's a direct link. You can message me directly, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at TheAlstonCoaching. I hope you all have an amazing week. Hopefully I'll see you next time from my own house. Mm-hmm.